Hey everybody, Vincent here with Camp Kaiju. Thank you so much for all your listening to the previous Luca episode with Gaze Do the D. Now we're going to present just a snippet of what you can find on our Patreon. What I really want to talk about right now is our next upcoming episode. It is our season 3 announcement. So stay tuned. We're going to tell you the first 6 months of 2023, what we got lined up for you, movies, guest hosts, and to help us do that are going to be some previous hosts whose conversations you've enjoyed this past year. Gary Dansu, he helped us break down Jurassic World Dominion, and Frank Olson, he helped us break down Shin Godzilla, The Testament of Dr. Mabusa. So all you Frankaholics, all you Gary Dansu fanatics, stay tuned. Be on the lookout for that. It's just going to be a great celebration of all things monster movies, and we can't wait to share that with you. So thank you for all your continued support, whether or not you contribute to Patreon each time you listen and give us your feedback on Instagram, on the website. God, it means the world.
Fun things. Do we want to compare and contrast this to The Little Mermaid and its thematic messages? So, I mean, we don't have to like go on to it long, but like it is a possible criticism now of the film where it's like, oh, it's maybe not the most original story in terms of beat for beat plot. Like, I'm not going to lie. When I turned Luca on, I was like, oh, it's the Little Mermaid trying to find a home, or like, what's that thing? A Hinkle Hopper or whatever. So
I don't know what that is. I'm sorry to admit. I'll do some research after the episode. I'll find out.
What are those things?
Dingle Hopper.
Feet. The Little Mermaid is that was a pandemic revisit too. And I was like, whoa, that movie blew me away. And again, Ellen and I were talking about it compared to Luca, whereas Luca remains on the surface world with his family and like opportunities for education and personal growth. Ariel has to leave her world behind to be with a man on the surface world. So, you know, the similarities only go so far, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it was a criticism of mine when I first watched it as well. And I think we reviewed this on Gaze Do the D. Like the first 15 minutes, I had the same feeling. I was like, am I just watching the male version of The Little Mermaid for a second? Because, you know, he finds the items coming from the land and keeps them and is interested in them. But then once he gets on land and his parents don't want him to go, like, you must never go to the surface, it's dangerous, da, 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 da. It's like, okay, is he gonna start singing Part of Your World as well pretty soon? Because it's real close. But then once he does get to the surface, it's a very different movie. You can't compare and contrast it anymore. But the first 15 minutes are a little like, we've been down this road before, I feel like.
Matt, your face when I said Hinkle Hopper was priceless.
So I haven't seen the Little Mermaid in like 30 years, probably. Maybe that's why I did not have this critique of Luca, because I did not have the comparison there, obviously.